Good morning and welcome to How You Do Anything is How You Do Everything. Good morning, Sherry.
Hello?
There you are.
Oh my gosh. Well, that was a fright.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my goodness.
All right. So
here we are.
Here we are. And the question from yesterday was, when are you good to yourself? Record and listen. And here's our first caller. You're now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself?
Hi, it's Bonnie calling. Can you hear me?
Yes, very, very well. Yes.
Thank you. First, thank you so much for doing this and offering it. I am so, so grateful.
Oh, well, thank you. Me too.
What this brought up for me surprised me, because what came up was seeing how when am I good to myself? And what came up was thinking about doing something nice or kind for myself, and immediately became like a violent, like a thought of something, like I'll be doing something and thinking, wow, I'm really happy, and all of a sudden a negative thing will come in. And I've had that experience also, I realized, with situations where something good is being offered, either in the form of meeting someone or a home, and I panicked or avoided that goodness or that possibility. So it's kind of disturbing.
If I may, okay. It's disturbing to us because we are absolutely brainwashed into believing that's not the case. And oh wow, there's an echo. Do you have the earbuds or?
No, I'm just on a cell phone app, but there's nothing else happening here.
So okay. Sherry, I see you are on the list with four different connections. Would you completely drop off and call back in? Because I have you unmuted as four people.
Well, I am multifaceted.
Okay.
Does that speak to it? Can you keep Bonnie if I do that?
Yes. Go ahead.
All right. Goodbye.
Sherry?
Is this better? Ashwini?
Yes, it's much better. Well,
it's not quite.
Echo,
though.
Yeah. Are you calling in on just directly, Sherry, or through the Start Meeting app?
Through the Start Meeting app.
Would it be possible for you to just dial the number directly?
That's what I did the last time.
Ashwini,
I'm happy to do it again. But
Ashwini, just so you know, I'm not hearing an echo. I'm not sure if other people who are listening are hearing it, but I'm not hearing an echo through my device.
Bonnie, could you go off of earbuds and just go to speaker?
I don't have earbuds. I am just on speaker.
Okay.
Oh, okay. This is working, Sherry. So I think we're not hearing an echo anymore. So hopefully it'll keep going that way.
Yeah. Otherwise we get to enjoy the echo. All right. So Bonnie, where we were. We are, brainwashed is a really good word for it. We are brainwashed into believing that what is happening to us is not happening to us. When we begin to catch on to it, if we happen to notice it, we are brainwashed into believing that it's something unique to us that we are doing. What you're describing is exactly how it works. And it works that way for every human being. The difference in human beings is that some people are aware of it and some people are not aware of it. But it is happening. As the Buddha taught, human beings have the ability to experience themselves as separate from life. And that's what awareness practice is addressing. Okay, so what you're experiencing is what we call egocentric karmic conditioning self-hate, which is, I like to compare it, if you live somewhere where there are oak trees, there's mistletoe that grows on oak trees. Human bodies get viruses. There are things that we are host to that eventually will destroy us if we don't address it. Same with the tree and the mistletoe, right? So what you're describing is the human condition. And as we recognize that that's the case, we have a different relationship with it.
That feels like a relief, although I wouldn't wish this on anyone else. But
well,
it makes me feel less.
There's no wishing it on anybody else. We are all having the same experience. It's as human as having fingers and toes. It's just how it is.
It seems to shut me down more than most people.
No. There's a saying in, I think it's 12 step. Don't compare your insides to other people's outsides. Everybody is dealing with this in their own way. But everybody is dealing with it. So in the Enneagram, there's a type 6 that's a fear-based type, and there are phobic and counterphobic 6s. Okay? It's all the same fear-based. It's just that some people retreat and try to hide from it. Some people attack it. So looking at other people and then believing a voice in our head that says, this is much worse for you than for anybody else, that's all part of the same process.
So just keep practicing.
That's right. And some of the ways that, you know, recording and listening is such a huge part of this practice because it's the way out of that. It's the way around that. If we go around in the world just attending pretty much 24/7 to what goes on inside our head, what goes on inside conditioned mind, which is what conditioned people are referring to all the time, then we believe the reality that that system is creating for us. When we're around Sangha, when we're in these kinds of conversations, when we record and listen, when we develop a relationship with the mentor, we have an opportunity to see something else. And of course, I'm going to suggest we get to see what is actually so. That conversation in the head is fiction. It's made up. There's no truth to it. It's not real. It's like being convinced that we're living in a movie. Okay? We're convinced of it, but it doesn't mean that it's real. Okay?
Yes. Thank you. Right. And Sherry, to develop, I have a recording and listening practice. I do more recording than listening back, but
that's the problem.
So do more listening to myself. Sometimes I feel like I just go on and I'm digging myself farther into a hole.
Here's what I would encourage. We have people trained to guide people in a recording and listening practice. Anything that we do, when left in the imaginary hands of ego, will go the same track. It'll just take us to the same place. That's why we say the ego will use anything, everything, to maintain itself. So I would suggest that you get with a trainer who will guide you through how to practice with recording and listening so that ego isn't your trainer and ego doesn't become, in quotes, the mentor.
Okay, great, because that was my other question is I'm fairly new to this, and I don't feel like I have a grasp on the mentor. I think my mentor is my ego too
yep.
often. So
yep.
working with a trainer would be the best thing to help me, or one of your books?
Yep.
Is one of your books a good thing to
read? No. That conditioned mind reads books. And it just interprets everything in the book. So it reads it and says, yeah, well, Bonnie, see, they're saying blah, 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 and this is proof that you really are blah, blah, blah. So, no, it was really helpful for us to have someone outside us to assist and support us. That's why the Buddha left us with Bodhi, Dharma, and Sangha. Right, we have the path to awakening and the practice and the people that we're plotting the path with, because we need one another to help us get out of that cul-de-sac in the head.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much.
You
and
are
I'm
so
hoping,
welcome. Stick around, okay?
I'm hoping to try to come to the retreat, the last retreat in August, so I hope
good.
I'll get to actually
good.
Be there in person.
Yeah. Good.
Thank you. Thank
Don't
you
hope,
so much.
Bonnie. Don't hope. Do it.
Well, I have a son. I'm trying to sort out how where he can be while I do that. So.
That's right. And you can make it work. Best. It'll be the best gift you can ever give him.
I know. Thank
okay.
you so much.
You
Bye-bye.
Are welcome. Bye-bye.
Thanks, Bonnie. Sherry, I'm going to move to the next caller while I'm sorting out our technology issues. Here we go.
Okay.
Next caller,
thank you.
You're now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself?
Hi, Sherry and Ashwini. It's Ren from South Florida.
Hello, Ren.
Hey, Ren.
Not necessarily on topic, but when we were trying to focus in on Sherry's words and there was that echo, it reminded me a lot of just trying to focus in on not hearing the background noise of the story and just focusing in on life. And how sometimes it could be so easy and clear, and then sometimes it feels like it's really not.
Yes. And we have to attend that much more closely, right?
Yes.
Uh-huh.
So where I'm coming from is in relation to the question, when do I feel good about myself? When do I allow myself to feel good? Something like that.
Uh-huh.
It's usually when I can see myself helping others. And I have this huge story that's going on right now. My mom is in a really severe depression, and I'm going up to assist her in getting, she's made the decision to get ECT shock treatments. And so I was just hoping you could talk a little bit about, like, I keep hearing a voice about, oh, you've got to figure this out. And then I know I'm like, no, you don't have to figure that out, because if the quality of my life is based on what I attend to, you know, how does that story compare with, oh, this depression is a biological thing and she can't help it. And you know what I mean? Like, I just want you to talk something around there.
Okay.
I'm so confused.
All right. So, I kind of spend my life talking with people about possibilities that for whatever combination of reasons are not available to them.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm constantly saying to people, this is what's available. It's not necessary to be suffering the way you're suffering. This is how suffering happens. This is what we can attend to instead. And everybody needs to get there on their own.
Their own. Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah.
So you can make whatever choices in your life are available to you.
Mm-hmm.
And your mom, the same. So very often, because I am a grandmother at heart,
mm-hmm.
I see people doing things, and I just want to grab whatever it is out of their hands and say, mm-hmm. don't do that. Don't do that. That's not good for you. Do this instead. Do this instead. Okay? And that's not our role with other people.
Yeah, like so, as a teacher, the gift of failure is a big thing, like letting them figure it out, because then they'll own it, whatever the lesson is. You know, if you just tell them, don't do this.
There's somewhere in between, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And that is that we model what the difference is.
Mm-hmm.
And we can support, and we can offer unconditional love. And when there's an opening, we can support.
Yes.
Because assuming that we're going to, that anybody, especially children, that's a really, to me, really terrifying notion with children, that we're going to stumble upon a compassionate path is, wouldn't that be lovely? So rather than telling somebody what they ought to do,
mm-hmm.
assisting people to get to a place of clarity for themselves so that they can see what is possible for them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah? So with your mother
yeah.
coming from a place of unconditional love for you that embraces her might just be the very best you can offer.
Right. And another caller was talking about it I forget how she put it, maybe a couple of days ago, being, I think it was Ramita, being sort of in the role of like the mentor for yourself, but for, I believe it was for her mother. And
mm-hmm.
I really got that image of, okay, here's a cushion, now step back, now you're the person talking to the person on the cushion, which could be my mom, and I have developed that, you know, could be myself.
Mm-hmm.
And then the words just come. So that was really powerful.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if any of this
mm-hmm.
makes sense, but I really do appreciate
yeah.
it.
And the thing is, Ren, that the hardest place for us, I project, is not getting attached to an outcome.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And
The hope that if we are unconditionally loving enough, somebody will make good decisions for themselves.
Right. Or the fact that, you know, my whole family thinks me going to X place is going to solve, you know, Y.
Mm-hmm.
No. I mean, I wish I could.
Well, it's what,
that would be great.
It's what we were just talking
about
with Bonnie, right? You
yeah.
get to see the depth of conditioning that we're in as
right.
human beings. Right, the beliefs, unnoticed. You know, I don't know that I have all these beliefs and assumptions and expectations until something happens that causes them to roar up to the front of conscious awareness.
Yes, they are all shaken from the tree right now, and they're all in my face. All these assumptions and beliefs,
yeah.
and I'm like picking them
yeah.
out, like. Look at you. Look at you.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
Yeah. 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 And the only other thing I would offer you for your consideration as you launch into this phase of the journey is that we are all equal to our lives.
Right.
At any point, we don't look like it to loved ones, but that doesn't mean we're not. And the respect and appreciation and admiration that we can get to for one another when we come from that perspective is also transformative.
Yes. Yeah, that was one of the beliefs and assumptions that I was looking at is, you know, do you believe she's adequate to her life? Do you believe you're adequate to your life? Because if you do, then ... you know.
Mhm. And it's hard, isn't it?
Yes, it's hard, but I'm so happy that you guys are with me, and I've felt away from Sangha because I'm not at a retreat this year, but this is my retreat. So I'm just so thankful. And I'll have time for the next caller now. I love all of you.
Well, and you'll stay with us, right? You may not be able to be always with us live,
right?
But you can listen to Sangha on recordings and have that as a support for you as you move into
this
stage.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And I may be able to make it live sometimes. Who knows?
Yeah. Who knows? You might listen with your mom sometimes.
Right. All right. Thank you, Sherry. Thank you, Ashwini.
Thank you, Ren.
Thanks, Ren. It was such a wonderful conversation with so many threads to reflect. Sherry, the thing that dropped in for me is how difficult it is to love without attachment.
Mm-hmm.
And that place of the best thing we can do for another person is to offer our unconditional support, not to what they're doing, which may not be, from our projection, the right course of action for them, but in offering our support for their adequacy to encounter and transcend whatever they encounter in their journey. It's the confusion, right, that if I love you, I have to love you. I have to love everything about you, even if the behavior that you're exhibiting is something that I don't approve of or don't think is beneficial for you. But the love without the object allows us to encompass the authenticity that's there, that which we truly love about the person. And for them to experience themselves that way is only through that interaction. And sort of interference in what they do just tends to bring the ego up in resistance.
Yeah. That's the
and often shuts the door to receiving anything that's helpful.
Oh, absolutely. Because as Bonnie started us off, you know, ego is there to mess it up, to turn everything into the maximum amount of suffering. So, yes, and we get to that, I don't care. I choose unconditional love. I just don't care. This could be an absolute disaster. Maybe yes, maybe no. I don't know. I choose unconditional love.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and in some way, it allows us to be in that non-separate place where we don't think that we have a better idea than life has in the moment.
Right. Yes. It's great practice to let that one go, isn't it?
That's right. That the arrogance of the ego is surrendered in the submission to the acceptance of how it is.
Yes. And following up with that, the ego doesn't get to come in and beat us up when things don't go the way ego says they would have if ego had been allowed to interfere, to control the situation.
Yeah, same process applies there too. I don't care, I just choose unconditional love because I'm surrendering to how it is.
Mm-hmm.
Not how you think it should be.
Yeah. Better ideas.
Well, we have time for one more caller, Sherry, so here we go.
Next caller,
you're now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself?
Hi, Sherry and Ashwini and everybody. It's Janice from Victoria, and I am so happy to be here.
Hey, Janice.
Too.
Hey, hi. Hey, yeah, I just have to say, well, I think that this year-long retreat, it just feels like this spiral expanding out. I guess it's jaw-dropping. I don't know what to say sometimes because it's just so amazing, and I keep listening to the radio recordings afterwards again because there's so much depth of guidance and practice and support with the Sangha, and that is the goodness that supports me to be here for that.
Yes. Yes. That's a wonderful image, isn't it? It just feeds on one another. That's a backwards way to say it, but that's what happens, right? So this grows from this, which grows from this, which grows from this, which grows from this.
Yes. And when I'm listening, I might even have some insights are dropping in for me because they're rubbing off from what somebody else is saying, and my circumstances might be different, but it's the same kind of process. And I heard somebody say quite a few weeks ago about something about, you know, like practice or anything. It's just a hand reach away. And I was thinking, yeah, and for me, it's just a heart reach away. It's just in that snap of the fingers, I can turn my attention from whatever the yammering could be at that moment, which is undulating, you know, it flicks back and forth, and then here I am present.
Yeah, yes. So when we're going along, we might be kind of lost in some reverie or something, and then there's, say, a loud noise, and boom, the attention is right here, right? It's so fast that we can't even stay with it. It's so fast, and that's how near salvation is all the time.
Yeah, that's that razor edge. Well, I'm astounded with the amount of possibilities to practice through living compassion, and I have such immense gratitude for your guidance and support and everyone who's involved. Thank you, Ashwini, and thank you, Sherry, and thank you, Sangha.
Thank you, Janice.
Go happy.
Go happy.
Thank you, Jen.
Go happy.
And that brings us to the end of this show, Sherry. And the question, the assignment for today is, how are you good to yourself? Record and listen.
How are you good to yourself? All right.
Thank you, Sherry. We'll talk to everybody tomorrow.
All right. Go happy.
Go happy.